from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. Governor Andy Beshear unveiled his first budget proposal this week. He says it puts education first and stops years of cuts.
The last 14 years of cuts did not simply cut the fat. They went deep into the bone year after year after year.
Ryland, how's he going to pay for this?
So he's put together this proposal, this revenue-raising proposal. It has a bunch of different things. One is sports betting, which would raise about $20 to $30 million. Another is raising the fee for LLCs, limited liability companies or corporations. Another part would be raising the cigarette tax. So there's this kind of bunch of different revenue-raising measures. Oh, another part would shift funds from other parts of state government. This is something that happens every year. Lawmakers and governors sign off on budgets that end up shifting millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from other parts of the general fund. So there's this thing called the Employee Health Insurance Trust Fund that just about every budget writing session, lawmakers essentially raid to fund other measures.
Does Beshear have support from the Republican-led legislature to do these things, to raise money for his budget?
So far, they haven't come out super against his budget. They say they like a lot of the things that's in there, but they say that they have other priorities and that they're skeptical of some of his proposals, especially that part of shifting funds around. They say that that's essentially taking one-time money to fund recurring expenses. So they're obviously going to have a different perspective on how to do all of this. And Republicans are really going to be in the driver's seat during this session.
Something else that came up this week was that, you know, Beshear all along has talked about ushering in this new era of bipartisanship. But Republicans say that Beshear never talked to them about his budget proposal.
And in a day and age in which the governor says he wants to change the tone in Frankfort, this is probably the least tone-changing incident that I've seen so far.
That was Senate President Robert Stivers. He said that Beshear hadn't given them any advance notice of what was in his budget, but Beshear had given reporters a briefing, which he did. I attended. It was a on-background briefing of essentially what he was going to talk about later in the day. You know, it's kind of gone back and forth a little bit with governors. Governor Bevin, in his first budget address in 2016, did provide reporters and the legislature with a briefing. He did not provide reporters with a briefing in 2018, but the legislature was in on that part. So it kind of goes back and forth with essentially how governors do this. There's no real legal requirement. This is kind of the political football rolling, again, with Republicans reminding the Democratic governor that they are the ones who are going to be in the driver's seat of this process.
And they really don't need him at all.
They don't.
Pass their budget, I mean.
So again, just how it's written up in the Kentucky Constitution, governors are very weak in Kentucky. It takes a simple majority to override any gubernatorial veto.
So does this mean the honeymoon period is over? I know it goes back to this talk about, you know, ushering in bipartisanship and having a different tone in the legislature. Are we done with that? Is it business as usual?
A little bit. I mean, this is kind of where the rubber hits the road with a divided government. We've seen the beginnings of some controversial legislation that Republicans are pushing forward that they're going to lay at the feet of Governor Beshear. There's a voter ID bill. There's a couple abortion bills that have been floating around that are going to be, you know, controversial questions of whether or not the governor is going to sign or veto or just allow them to become law without signing or vetoing them. And then, of course, there's the Sanctuary Cities Bill, which would prevent any cities or public workers or state agencies from adopting any sanctuary immigration policies, which, you know, those are policies that would, you know, keep them from cooperating with federal immigration officials. This is Paducah Republican Senator Danny Carroll, who's the sponsor of that bill.
It just says that you can't limit. It doesn't, in essence, really change anything. And it provides protections. It doesn't create profiling. There are provisions in there about following the Constitution of the United States.
And changes were made to it already. But has that satisfied critics? Has that satisfied advocates and lawmakers who don't believe this is necessary?
I'd say no. You know, those changes were to exempt some public agencies like domestic violence shelters, rape crisis centers, public defender agencies. But critics of this say this is still harmful. They say that it's essentially turning public workers into law enforcement. You know, if they're asked to, you know, by federal immigration immigration officials to cooperate, then, you know, they're essentially going to, you know, start having to become experts in federal immigration law.
Also, Kentucky is not one of those states that has a big problem with illegal immigration. So the fact that this is like priority one for the Senate is, I think, one of the criticisms, too.
Right. So just statistically, less than 1% of the state's population is undocumented immigrants. That's about 50,000 people.
We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit WFPL.org/supportKPD. That's WFPL.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at WFPL.org.